I'd like to introduce our next speaker, 10-year-old Palestinian boy who grew up inspired by the likes of George Habash and Abu Ali Mustafa and Ghassan Kanafani. Please give a warm welcome to Zakaria Al-Haddad.
Child to this protest on its 29th week and try to convince you that the lives of Palestinian children matter? Shame! Shame! Before I begin, I would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of this land which we meet, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation, the true indigenous owners of this land, just like the true owners of my land, Palestine. Always was, always will be! Today, I want to speak about something very important. Why is Israel so terrified of Palestinian children? Palestinian children like me, also known as minors in Western media. I will tell you why. Israel is so terrified of Palestinian children like me that it purposely targets them. Yes, every single one of 14,500 of the Palestinian children like me were deliberately targeted. Yes. Yes, that's an average of one child every 10 minutes. It's beyond imagination that this number even got to 14,500 and still going. You know why else Israel is so terrified of Palestinian children? Because they have seen the worst horror of their lives, and they will grow up defending the honor of their families and their country to which they have always belonged. You think a Palestinian child is going to forgive and forget? Never! Never. These children are going to grow up to be freedom fighters, and I can tell you, being born and raised in Australia, I will never forgive and I will never forget our second Nakba! You know why else Israel is so terrified of Palestinian children? Because we are the TikTok generation that you all made fun of. We are the ones that are going to carry the culture. We are changing the world. We are reclaiming our heritage. We have the power in our hands. We are rising and protesting. We are striking and setting up camps across the world. We are their real threat. This is why Israel is so terrified of us. You know why Israel tortured and killed Hind Rajab, a five-year-old from Tell El Hawa? Five years old, who recently graduated from kindergarten. How on earth can she be a threat to one of the strongest military powers of the world? Because she is the future. She was a witness to the worst genocide in recent history. Because if she was here, she was here with us today, she will never forgive and never forget. But let me tell you something. We are the watermelon seeds that will one day free Palestine and bring back its glory. We are the children of the stones, and we can assure you, as Palestinians in Palestine and in the diaspora, we will liberate Palestine.